No, that's all pretty much identical. I know exactly what I wanted to do. Well, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. What has changed is that in that cubby hole where I would normally put the control head is the charging pad for the phone, and I really like that. You just jump in, throw your phone on top of that, it starts charging, it wirelessly connects to the radio system. It makes for a much more, you know, convenient traveling. And, I mean, there's no not connecting your phone to the cars these days. That's the first damn thing you do. But, so I got to, if I'm going to use that map pocket, that or that little cubby hole, I'm going to have to be careful to make sure I can still access that charging pad. So it might change that, but that's okay. I'm a handheld control head guy, and I could see myself doing something with a handheld control head. I don't know. Again, I'm not too worried about it now. When I actually have to tackle it, that's when I'll sit down. But I more than ever want to get one mobile radio for the vehicle. That's it. Because it's going to be hard enough finding an antenna for one, let alone multiples. But I was never a multiple antenna guy. Unless you count the HF antenna off the trailer hitch, but I don't count that one.